I still care. Roses and dew and the stars gleaming bright, you know we're a happy pair. Just for us, for all the world has changed. Life never seemed half so fair, dear. There's something new about the old moon tonight, since you whispered, I still care.
The lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and no, we're not on WHCL tonight. Either on WHCL 88.7 FM or WHCL.org. This is a special virtual Radiola, which I am doing because I felt like it. And I feel that I wanted to do, yes, why not? I have to do a show, and here it is. Tonight's theme is referring to the moon as such and our tendency to monkey with it. The moon is like a giant scab that humanity is compelled to pick. I think I said that recently, and but we're just fascinated by it, and we just have to keep doing stuff to it. For that reason, there's something new about the old moon tonight. That was we began the show with that, the Whoopee Makers, Ben Pollock Group, recording on those cheapo Plaza labels. Benny Goodman was in there, and of course Jack Teagarden. That was from 1929, and what they did indeed was wobble it a little, Daddy. That was Lillian Glynn, also from 1929. We're including Lillian Glynn on this edition of Radiola, this virtual Radiola, I should say, for her accompanist mainly. Her accompanist Perry Bechtel, the guitarist and banjoist of some renown, was mainly and most remarkably responsible for the design of all of those guitars that we buy today, those acoustic flat tops with the 14 fret necks. I want to thank Paul Alcantara for sending me his magazine article in the magazine Guitar Buyer this month, October 09. And I found it was remarkable that how this had changed everything, because most guitars, acoustic guitars, had a 12-fret neck up to that point, but being a banjoist, he needed those two extra frets, a little more reach. So that's there's more on that later. But thanks to Paul, and there's our theme, Willard Robeson, with the Apana Troubadours, of course, and Wake Up Chillin'. And Abe Lyman now, with Phil Neely on the vocal. And this is maybe this is what they were really trying to do. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything up there to occasion cobwebs, but their message, keep sweeping those cobwebs off the moon. And that's from 1927.
Thank you. Keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. Keep sweeping. What good is your piney? Find your silver lining and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. You make the clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. Take all of your sorrow, take care of tomorrow, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon.
Thank you.
You Can't Believe My Eyes. 1929. Claire Maget on the vocal there with the Hi-Hatters. Leonard Joy directing Victor Studio Group. And there's a lot of things you can't believe, even if you're making believe. I can't believe that they're doing stuff like that, actually. There's no reason for it, but they seem to think there is. That was Make Believe was before that, 1928. Ben Burney, Scrappy Lambert on the vocal there. And we began with Abe Lyman, Phil Neely on the vocal, Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon. That was from 1927. And they were sweeping a lot more than that. They were trying to find the biggest piece of junk out there they could manage to direct toward it, name it at the moon for some reason. Trying to find water up there. Well, you know, you'd have to put water up there to get it, I suppose. This is Radiola. It's a skeptical Radiola, and I'm a skeptical Andy Senior tonight. But this is good music, whether you're listening to the commentary or not. Internet only, but usually every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with a very famous recording by someone who is still very much with us. Baby Rosemary, as she was at that time, I think she was about 7 years old, with Fletcher Henderson, recording in 1932. And let's take a picture of it before it's gone, shall we? Take a picture of the moon.
Instructions here to mama. I gotta have some nice soft music so I can impress upon Mama's mind how Papa feels about things. Where were you hiding all these years, dear? You little devil, say on the level. You make all sadness disappear, dear, when you speak of me, and when you say that you love me. I don't believe it, but say it again. Please, say it again. Come on, Mammy, Mammy, say it again. You're like an angel of love, sent down from heaven above to love me. You say I'm charming, you cuddle up near, then you whisper sweet nothing right into my ear. I don't believe anything that you say, but say it again. I don't believe it, but say it again. Come on, honey, say it for Papa. Tell him, tell him, tell him. When you say, dear, that I love you, big shivers went up and down my back. And I wonder if it's true that, you know, this line of bunk you're handing me. Are you really a little faker, huh? You say I'm charming, you can't get along without me. You can't be without me, you can't eat without me, you can't live without me. Huh? I don't believe anything that you say. But listen, dear, say it again, will you? Huh? I don't believe it, but say it again. Say it again, please say it again. You're like an angel of love, sent down from heaven above to love me. Say I'm charming, you cuddle up near, then you whisper sweet nothing into my ear. I don't believe a thing that you say, but say it again.
You know who they are?
Yes.
Twins. They play piano and banjo. there was.
Billy Jones and Ernie here, the Happiness Boys. Pardon me while I laugh. I'm going to try not to laugh too much. That was from 1925. Harry Reeser was there on the banjo, and yeah, why not? Before that, Art Gillum, this is what I say always. I don't believe it, but say it again. From 1926, Art Gillum there is, you know, expressing what most people believe. They want to be told a nice story about what we're doing, and hey, look at that, what they're doing to the moon up there. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah, let's just watch that and not pay attention to the other stuff that's going on in the world. And Baby Rosemary began with Fletcher Henderson, Take a Picture of the Moon. Take a Picture of the Moon, I should say, in English, 1932. I'm Andy Senior, and I endeavor to speak English whenever possible. This is Radiola, and every week I'm on the air, but sometimes I'm not on the air. And since I'm not on the air, I have to be somewhere. So this is where I am tonight. This is indeed a virtual Radiola. And if you want the playlist for this or any other Radiola program, please visit my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. And you can just type Radiola into Google, and it should come up. And let's hope it does, as long as I'm doing this show. Here's Ben Pollack again, recording under his own name, Scrappy Lambert on the vocal in 1929. And, you know, our reach should exceed our grasp, or what's a moon for? So that's why we're reaching for the moon.
Thank you.
know the moon is new? Don't you know there's lots to do till the sun comes up in the morning? Starlight peeping while the moonlight keeps on creeping. Hope your father keeps on sleeping till the sun comes up in the morning. Well, what do you know? Here we go. I got the preacher's dollar. Wake him up, he won't mind. Let's get up and holler. Ooh-hoo, you-hoo. Don't you know the moon is new? Don't you know there's lots to do till the sun comes up in the morning?
Goodbye to me, even though I see another hold you tenderly, though I'm sure our love is just a thing that used to be, still I can't believe it's true. Though I know that you've forgotten everything you vowed, and I'm sure you humbled me to make another proud, even when you pass me like a stranger in a crowd, still I can't believe it's true. Searching for the sunshine, I found it in vain. Thought I only found it to lose it again. Every new tomorrow brings sorrow and pain. For you left me standing right out in the rain. Everything I hear and every single thing I see should be proof enough that you are really through with me. But down in my heart I keep repeating constantly, I just can't believe it's true. Everything I hear and every single thing I see should be proof enough that you are really through with me. But down in my heart I keep repeating constantly, I just can't believe it's true.
And there's Will Osborne expressing perfectly what I would consider to be the logical thing to say. I can't believe it's true. I can't believe it's true. I can't believe they're doing it. Why are they doing that? Why are they not just taking care of stuff down here? There's still a lot of work to be done. I've got to clean my garage, in fact. Forget about the moon. That was from 1932. Will Osborne there on the vocal. Before that, a very nice, wonderful arrangement from 1931. Johnny Hamp and his orchestra. Andrew Freeman, I believe that was on the vocal, according to Brian Rust's dance band discography. Ooh-hoo, you-hoo, don't you know the moon is new? Well, the title wouldn't sell that record to me, but the sound is great. And that was, as I say, a Victor from 1931. And I want to say, most of these sound files that I'm using, a great many, are by courtesy of the Toast of New York, and I want to mention them. They're wonderful people, and I'm a member. And we basically try to get this music out there in whatever way we can, preserve it, send it to each other. We send it to people. We find different things to do with it. And it's a group of people who want to keep this music alive on shellac and digitize it and preserve it for as long as it possibly can last. And that's, I think, a worthy goal for anyone at this point. I'd rather do that than go to the moon, actually. Before that, Ben Pollack reaching for the moon. There he is with Scrappy Lambert in 1929. And he's very much playing in the Sally of My Dreams mode, but a great record. Very nice. Speaking of Perry Bechtel, you will hear him again as the accompanist, and what an amazing player he was on guitar. I believe he was playing guitar on this, although the Rust discography says banjo, unless it was a six-string banjo, but it sounds to me very much like a guitar playing being played on this. May have been an L5 at that point, or an original, one of those earlier arch tops that Gibson sold, perhaps. This is from 29, or maybe he had his, OM 28 by then, which he helped design and was the basis for all the flat top guitars we're playing right now, according to the article in this month's Guitar Buyer magazine, which is a UK magazine. The article is by Paul Alcantara, who graciously sent it to me, and I do appreciate that. But here he is accompanying Lillian Glynn in 1929. And there may be a bad taste warning on this set, but we're going to get there. Don't worry. I'm a front door woman with a back door man.
Your money, hold it tight as you can, 'cause come a front door woman with a back door man.
That she would go buy me a new rubber dolly, so don't you go tell her that I got a fella a face in the jabers. I'll get me no doll.
Oh, my mama told me if I'd be good.
Yes, my mama said if I'd be good, that she would buy me.
She would buy me a brand new doll.
Yes, my mama said that she would buy a dolly for me.
Don't you tell her I got a fella, or she'll never, never buy me a rubber doll. Told me that if I would be good, that she would buy me a doll. So don't you go tell her that I've got a feller, a Kimmel, I'll get me $9. The mama told the papa that if he would be good, that she would buy him the rubber puppet. Now don't tell the mama that the papa has the new dollar, she'll never get him that doll. La 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 la.
Somebody told her I'd get a soldier, she wouldn't buy me a rubber dolly.
But speaking of bargains, there's a segue. And you like bargains, don't you? Well, here's a real bargain. My heart is a bargain today. It's half off. So you love bargains, and we all love bargains. So this is about, this is something very, yeah, definitely. You know, how much? That's what it's all about, right? Most definitely. So so here's a little something about a real bargain. I just found a brand new girl. I know she seems an airhead, a lightweight mentally, but she's breezy as can be. Now when you meet my brand new girl, you'll know I'm a lucky guy. She doesn't drink, oh she doesn't smoke, and she's only 20 PSI. You want to date a girl, but can't locate a girl. They can't create a girl. That's what is great. A girl has played a girl. Has your roommate a girl? That has ornate a girl. Has featherweight a girl. And has first rate a girl. Has played a girl. Why am I being such a fanatic? Because that girl is so super pneumatic. If you will wait a girl, you'll never hate a girl. That's as to date a girl, as good as skate a girl, as in fight a girl.
Now
you've met my brand new girl. Say, isn't she a cutie? Her durability makes her just a girl for me. Now, if you want a brand new girl, buddy, here's an order, boy.
Buddy, are you here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you an order blank.
All right.
You get them online, too.
Just pick the one that suits you best. It'll be like money in the bank. They overrate a girl who's more sensate a girl. Yeah, I celebrate a girl who's never late. A girl I can play the girl. They should mandate a girl for each inmate a girl. They can uncrate a girl that's not jailbait a girl. I can play the girl. Why does she bring me such fascination? Because she fills at the Texaco station. So emancipate a girl, it's as cut rate a girl. $12.98 a girl with a rebate a girl. Called and played a girl.
Thank you. I've got my people here tonight. I love it.
Now, speaking of incredulity, I can't believe that that got on this show, the Carpal Tunnel Kid. But there he is, recording live this year at a live concert. It was set at Thornberry's in March of this year with a song kind of... I felt it was the only way to include that piece. And the Carpal Tunnel Kid, of course, is persona non grata, most places where people have good taste and decency. Inflate a girl, and that was that's all we need to say about that. Before that, Rubber Dolly, which I suppose is a prototype, 1931, Perry Bechtel and his boys, and you heard Perry there on the guitar, and that's a novelty, and we go from novelty to worse, I suppose. But we began with a very nice recording of Lillian Glynn singing "I'm a Front Door Woman with a Back Door Man." Wisdom there. 1929. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I don't endorse anything the Carpal Tunnel Kid does. I just report the facts. Radiola blog has all these playlists, also great links to shows like Forward Into the Past, The Big Broadcast, Rapidly Rotating Records with Glenn Robison. You have all these wonderful shows on there. West End Jazz Band, Vince Giordano, Dan Levinson, and amazing musicians and shows, and people who keep this music alive. And we're going to continue now, because we're getting back to the moon here. We're going to get there eventually. Here is an Australian group recording in 1992, the Baker Baldwin Radiogram Washboards, from their album Ozark Blues on Stomp Off, How High the Moon.